Communities will be protected. Communities will be protected.
Citing convenient access.
Facilitating
convenient access. Access without negative impacts on residents and other community facilities.
Facilitating.
Health, education, and other community facilities. Health, education, and other community facilities. Health, education, and other community facilities. Health, education, and other community facilities.
In consultation forums that strongly supported priority for public transport over freeways, and even the development lobby wanted a stronger policy on district centres than the department was willing to provide.
Unlike Melbourne 2030, the Vancouver process produced an outcome that was owned by local government and community groups and took sustainability seriously. Significantly, the Livable Region strategic plan remains in force today despite a change of government at provincial elections last year. Melbourne 2030 would not survive, and admittedly unlikely change of government, nor does it deserve to.
Ensure that some parking spaces are allocated for people with disabilities in accordance with this parking strategy for the disabled. This is currently under development as part of the parking management policy review.
Buildings and works, installation of
including partial demolition.
Part
demolition.
Allocate the bulk of the curbside space to cater for the general needs of residents. This might include time restrictions or permit-only spaces, especially during evening hours, depending on competing parking demand from other user groups.
Development of the land for purpose of constructing ground and first floor alterations and additions, including partial
demolition.
Demolition, partial, demolition, partial, demolition, partial, demolition.
Because Melville 2030 is an hard-applying document, it's successful implementation requires a robust planning system as well as careful management of the changes and various processes involved.
Activities. Fix voice.